way. For my name's Watery Wind, I was called up, and I wanted to go in the Wrens, although it was closed at that time, but they let me in summer of 1944, and I was 18, almost 19, and I was picked to work for Bletchley Park. I went to Eastcote because at that time there were no bomb machines left at Bletchley Park, and I was put to work on a bomb machine. There were at Eastcote 800 Wrens, 200 on each watch, and there were three watches working 8-hour shifts for the 24 hours of the day, and one watch was always off. It was arranged like that. Of course, first, we just didn't know what we were doing or what we'd been picked to do, but the day after we arrived at Eastcote, we were gathered into behind a huge brick wall where we worked in what we call B Block, and Oliver Lorne came from Bletchley Park, and he told us that it was what it was, breaking enemy codes. And we then had to be trained, and we were taught, we had to have a certain standard of education, of course, but we were given a thing called a menu, and that was the first time menu was used here, and the word, I mean. And we were given a menu, and we had to work out ourselves the best way of plugging up the bomb machine, that's B-O-M-B-E, by the way,
yes,
meaning ice cream rather than a thing that explodes, although I was a bit appalled when I was put to work on a bomb, having had 2 years of
avoiding
doodlebugs and shelling in Folkestone, but however, and we were taught how to work it all out, and we had to do that ourselves, and then plug up the machine at the back in the best possible way. We were told which coloured drums to use on the front, and we put those on in rows. We were told a setting position, starting position for each row. There were three sets of double rows of drums. And then we set the machine going. Now, if it stopped at any time, we would read off the three letters of the stop, and we'd go into another room and test it on a special little machine tester. And if it was what we called a good stop, in other words, there was no fault on the machine, we then sent it over a scrambled line to Bletchley Park.
A telephone line.
Yes. It was scrambled, of course. And then we waited, and if the message came back as it usually did, I mean, this only happened every so often because it meant we'd broken the code, a job up. It was always job up. We knew it had broken the code, so we then stripped the machine, and we were given another menu. We started again.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, of course, there was a fault on the machine, which was an absolute nightmare, which I can remember to this day, because every single little the wheels that we put on the front of the machine, they had all these little sets of little wire bristles all the way around for every letter of the alphabet. And if they had a short, we had to tweezer out every one of these. And there were rows of them in every drum, and we had to do every drum. It took ages, and we had to try and find the fault. But that was a nightmare, which stayed with me for many years. It was a nightmare for us all. But anyway, it was a wonderful feeling when we did break a code, and that's what we did. 8-hour shifts, very, very exhausting. We were terribly run down when we'd finished doing this work at the end of the war. Most of us, several people, sadly, did have breakdowns. I finished up in hospital, very run down. But we were working at such a pitch, and we had to take such responsibility at a very young age, which is not usual for young people nowadays to have to take that sort of responsibility at that age. And also, they grow up a lot more quickly nowadays than they did in my day. We were very young in those days. And I think that really tells you the story.
Are you glad you did that?
I feel now privileged to have been picked for it. It was an interesting experience. We were allowed to know a lot of things that no one else was allowed to know. Therefore, we were very privileged in that way. And I don't regret it one little bit. And it's a release now. It's all come out. It came out in 1974. But I often wonder whether it would have been better if they'd kept it. Well, it was, of course, the Americans that gave it away. We didn't.